We've heard for years that autonomous vehicles are the wave of the future, from Uber and Waymo's vans to semi-trucks that carry billions of tons of freight each year. But that future had seemed pretty far off, especially when it comes to the very traditional trucking industry, until now. Last month, the Arizona Mirror reported that tech startup Too Simple has had autonomous trucks driving on the I-10 between Phoenix and Tucson for months without anyone really noticing. It's through a contract with UPS, which Gizmodo reported recently has made a minority investment in Too Simple. Last summer, we spoke with Business Insider transportation reporter Rachel Primack about how pervasive self-driving trucks are right now in the country, and she told us most experts thought this kind of autonomous trucking technology would not be really pervasive for maybe 10 to 20 years. Now she says her answer has changed. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with her more about it.
I would say that I would change my answer, and I would say quite a few other experts in the trucking industry are kind of reframing a little bit how ready this technology is, how prepped in terms of the regulatory sphere we are. So Too Simple says that they're going to have commercially viable, completely driverless trucks available for purchase by 2023. So that timeline is definitely a bit closer than I think some truckers or industry leaders would say when they were previously predicting maybe 10 or 20 years down the line.
Right, right. And I mean, this has been happening in our state and apparently alongside, you know, the Arizona Department of Transportation and the Department of Public Safety, et cetera, without anybody really noticing, I guess. So is this the way you think that the rollout is going to continue to happen as we see more and more of this technology? Like it'll just be all of a sudden it's there and nobody really noticed?
Yeah, I mean, there have been some other autonomous trucking testings that weren't really known until after the test finished. So a few months ago, earlier in the summer, Starsky Robotics had a completely driverless truck run on a Florida freeway. So no one knew about that before. There was no one in the truck at all. And I think I can see where some consumers or drivers might be a little concerned or would prefer a bit more disclosure on all this. But it is important to keep in mind that these startups are hyper aware of safety and very careful about testing and are tend to be a bit more conservative before they release these cars on the open road. But there's definitely they definitely tend to test and then kind of make it clear that they were indeed. They did have this test or did have this experiment on the open roads.
Yeah, and at this point, the truckers' union is saying that this news doesn't worry them about job losses or anything like that anytime soon. What is the general reaction from the trucking industry, the not-autonomous trucking industry?
So they still are pretty conservative on technology as a whole. Quite a few startups or different sort of types of technology definitely come to the trucking industry a little later than they would come to other industries. So for example, last year it was required for truckers to actually keep a electronic log in their cabin to see how many hours they were working. And before, quite a few of them logged their hours with pen and paper. So that's definitely shows that the trucking industry tends to be a little bit more behind when it comes to new technologies and other sort of new advances. But on the whole, it seems that trucking executives are still a little hesitant to say that this technology is going to overhaul everything, going to change everything in the next few years. But it's definitely showing that we see these startups that are making quite quicker advances than I think that they realize were possible.
So another one of these contracts with Too Simple is for four tests to run from Phoenix all the way to Dallas. So I wonder what the regulatory landscape looks like, especially when you start going across state lines like this.
So Arizona and Texas and Florida and a few other states definitely are a little more liberal or a little more relaxed when it comes to these regulations around self-driving trucks. We haven't seen that many cross-state autonomous trucking tests. So this is definitely something that's new and it's something that we haven't seen that much. So it's definitely a big advance for Too Simple and autonomous trucking at large that they're now doing these interstate tests, because that is really what most long-haul trucking is interstate. It's not just going from one city to another in one single state.
Are there any regulations on going from state to state at this point, or they just sort of have to get things cleared with one state and then the next and then the next?
So in late 2018, the Department of Transportation finally made it clear what exactly are the rules and regulations on self-driving trucks. So that definitely eased how much we can see these right now and in the future interstate self-driving trucking tests. So that regulation late 2018 basically said that companies don't have to actually have a driver in the cabin of a truck. So we're probably going to be seeing, as a result of that law and as a result of this new technology that's been released, it could be pretty likely that more and more companies will be driving interstate even without any sort of driver in the car.
Wow. Okay. That's Rachel Premack, transportation reporter with Business Insider. Rachel, thank you for coming on the show again.
Thanks for having me.